what we see is not strictly separable from what we want. In other words, our motivations infuse the view. Our motivations suffuse our knowing. So to see more clearly, we can't simply adjust our focus. We must let go. Letting go is not saying yes to some future set of circumstances, not condoning future suffering or harm. All we're asked to say yes to is the goodness and the imperfection of this moment. You cannot know yourself through the lens of clinging. Clinging is so innocent, but complicates everything. Arises out of arousal, valence, unpleasant, involves arousal and valence, unpleasant. Generates arousal and valence. Lovingly, patiently, tending to these affective building blocks. Flower into discrete emotion and mood. Just pouring awareness into these bodily circuits. Emotionality, not a scintilla of preference between deeply tranquilized rest and volcanic feeling. You're not doing your life wrong, you're just living. the seductions of greed and hatred are eternal. So we nurture our resolution, persistence, and these forces are so evident at the level of our body. Invariably experienced as suffering. Then delusion is a kind of rationalization of our greed and our hate. We investigate the relationship between feeling, affect, emotion, and our thinking. We think in pictures and words. Maybe we think also in proprioception, the sense of where our body is in space, kind of subtle imaging of the outlines of our body, our orientation in space, There's so many things we take ourselves to be. Even as we sit here attending to our body, so many stubborn assumptions, predictions about what the next moment will be. We become radically alienated from our autobiography. There are many Dharma places into which you cannot bring your knowing. Awareness is not a story. It's what lets go. It's not that we tack this moment on to the story of me, the trajectory of my life, like a moment written in water. And there's some faith that the Dharma will not harm us. Some faith that when we fall, love will catch us. Mm-hmm.